Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're now into hour number three. Constitutional lawyer Norm Pattis joins us. Just about 6 minutes. We'll back to your calls. Hazy, you're making some great points about this is a big move. This has been geared up for a long time, the way they're playing this, the way Maxine Waters is pushing it. They want war. They want burning cities to distract away from what Joe Biden's been doing. How do we stop this? How do we peacefully somehow fix this?
Well, that's the point, is I don't think there's any way that we can peacefully fix this, because you can't be peaceful. I'm not saying to start anything, but I'm saying...
No, but I mean, somebody comes trying to hurt me. I don't care what color they are. They're going to die.
The point being is that there is no peaceful way to do it. That's why it's the perfect storm. They know it. They've set it up that way to where we can't defend ourselves in any direction. And my whole point here is if he is found guilty, then that means that, you know, in my mind, that the jury wasn't paid off. And then we have to worry about the next storm. So we're going to figure out a lot. This is like a breaking point, in my opinion, of what's really going on, like how much theater is actually happening right now and how many people are actually paid off.
I agree with you. Well, what do you think? You think the officer deserves the charge? I think the charge is way over what it could be. Maybe manslaughter. I think it's too intense.
There's no way that he did this intentionally. I mean, in my opinion, you know, I've had good experiences with cops, even though they've written me tickets.
Why would you kill somebody in front of 30 people knowing you're going to prison? Even if he was a psycho, he wouldn't do it. Exactly.
Yeah, so it boils down to we're right on the breaking point. We're going to learn a lot about this, but that doesn't make me feel any better, like as in safer. You know, I live out in the mountains, so I'm not worried about things burning down here.
You're in the right place, brother. I gotta go.
Are we gonna build back if cities burn, or are they gonna leave?
Well, no, that's
that
the
way?
Plan is bankrupt the country. That's the UN plan. You hit it, brother. All right, Anthony in Florida, then Bob, and then we got our special guest. Go ahead, Anthony.
Hey, what's up, Alex? How you doing?
Good, sir. I'm watching the globalists take over. What's your view on this?
Man, I'm just tired of these chumps, man. I mean, I see the whole thing they're rolling out with Maxine, and it's just like, you know, it's like in their deck of cards, you know? It's just like they tried the vaccine thing. That backfired on them. I mean, most of the social media is awake. It's insane, man. I've been listening 11 years. I see people now, man. I just see the liberty in them rising up. And you know, everybody's just seeing the fraud.
That's what I see is people waking up. As negative as things are politically at the top, I see the whole bottom waking up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man, I've never seen this, and I've been, before it was popular to you know, love freedom and everything, you know, I see people just, a lot of people are seeing this vaccine, they know this thing's BS, man, and the globalists are chumps.
Well, that's because you're in Florida. I spent a lot of time this year in Florida, and man, it's the most awake place I've seen, brother. What's going on in Florida?
Man, I just hope for the best, man, because I'm not taking the vaccine passports and all that. Luckily, DeSantis doesn't want to do that. You know, but luckily, man, I'm in Florida where people are waking up and we're seeing like real liberty come here. And I definitely want it to stay like that, man. I don't want this thing to turn into New York or any of these, you know, Democrat controlled cities where they just go and the worst has just begun. You know,
I mean, all their cities are hell holes. I mean, New York used to be nice. L.A. used to be nice. San Francisco used to be nice. Seattle used to be nice. Now they're run into the ground. God bless you. All right, I'm going to get to Berger and everybody else that's holding, but I've got and Rob and others of that order, and Justin. Norm Pattis is a top criminal lawyer, constitutional lawyer, free speech lawyer. He's my lawyer in a lot of cases, but he's coming on separately about this case and the time bomb we're watching. And what happens when a judge says, well, what Maxine Waters did was despicable and terrible and abhorrent, but it didn't affect this trial? I'm not a lawyer, but man, they're threatening jurors at their houses. They're threatening witnesses. They're pouring pig blood and pig's heads at their houses. And they're saying, we're going to go crazy if you don't do this. That puts pressure on people. And the judge goes, well, I'm sure the jurors aren't watching TV because I told them. Man, if this isn't a mistrial, then I don't know what is. And then is there double jeopardy? What happens? We'll talk about it all with Norm Pattis in 60 seconds. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. When you share those URLs, Bill Gates gets really, really upset. I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so, as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, of all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com. Subject. That's how they do it. Norm Pattis joins us for two segments. I really appreciate him coming on his busy schedule out of Connecticut, one of the top criminal lawyers in the country. A lot of you'll recognize him when you see him or the name. Some of the biggest cases in the last few decades. But just looking at the judge saying, oh, Maxine did something horrible, but there's not a mistrial. Armed gangs blocking neighborhoods, shooting up police stations, burning areas of cities across the country. Ahead of this, what in the hell is going on here? And if you were God, what would you do? I mean, what should the judge do? What should we do? Because this does not look like freedom. This looks like mob rule. Even if this cop was guilty, which I don't think he's guilty to the level they say, I say he's got to go free, because better 1,000 guilty men go free than, you know, one innocent man go to prison. This is giving in to bullying and terrorism and saying, you put him in prison or we're going to burn your city down. Well, I say, this ain't about that cop now. It's about you running my life, and I'm not doing it. I mean, how do you put that into law, or is my instincts wrong?
No, your instincts are dead on, Alex. These are terrifying times. I haven't seen anything like this in my lifetime. It reminds me of the passion stoked by the Boston Massacre trial in 1770, when John Adams defended British soldiers who shot into a crowd at Boston. Sort of reminds me of the Salem witchcrafts, where spectral evidence was relied upon to obtain dubious convictions about things that couldn't have taken place. But here's the bottom line. I mean, I think we have a legitimation crisis in the country, and right now we still share certain core fundamental values: the presumption of innocence, the right to a fair trial, orderly process. Those are at stake in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. Now, the trial judge yesterday took aim at Maxine Waters. And, you know, I was on one of your shows this morning, the American Journal, urging your viewers to call their congressman to demand that Maxine be removed from Congress. Only Congress can do that. You can't impeach a congressman. What she did yesterday was a direct assault on American values, as though a Russian or Chinese tank went cruising down the streets in Manhattan and stopped in front of a courtroom and said, stop, we don't want to do it the way you've been doing it for the last several centuries. It's dead wrong. Now, I don't fault the judge entirely. I fault Mr. Chauvin's lawyer in part for not pressing the issue hard enough yesterday. Maxine Waters' comments were outrageous. There's a fiction in the law that a properly instructed jury follows the law. The judge told them not to watch TV. Absent evidence to the contrary, he's going to assume that they followed that instruction. But let's use common sense. You're a juror in Minneapolis. You've just heard the case, and you hear of another shooting that sounds similar. There's unrest in the streets, and a congressman comes to town, and while there's smoke wafting in the air and storefronts being boarded up and portions of the courthouse
and issues a demand saying you better rule this way.
It's awful. It is unprecedented in American society for a sitting elected official to travel, not even to her own district.
A powerful firebrand, second only to the Speaker of the House.
So, but I think that what O'Shalvin's lawyer should have done, and he didn't do it, and I don't know why, is ask the judge to voir dire, to question jurors. They should have brought each juror individually into the judge's chambers and said, have you been following news in town? Are you concerned for your safety? Do you still think that you can be fair and impartial? The absence of that piece of information could be fatal to a claim for a mistrial, because the standard is not a perfect trial, but a fair and impartial jury. The judge has given adequate instructions to the jurors to keep them from following the news, if the jurors are following it. I think that, Shalvin's lawyer should have said to the judge, I want to voir dire these jurors. This is extraordinary. This is the most amazing trial that we've had maybe in this country since the Sam Shepard case in 1954. That was the fugitive case. And in that case, 12 years later, the U.S. Supreme Court reversed the conviction on the grounds that the trial was conducted in a, quote, carnival-like, end quote, atmosphere. What made it carnival-like were two things. Mr. Shepard was a neurosurgeon. He was alleged to have killed his wife. It blew up the media worldwide and in Cleveland. Inside the courtroom, the press basically took over, and the Supreme Court was very critical of the trial judge for permitting that. Judges don't do that anymore. But what remained and what is constant with the Shalvin trial is the circus-like atmosphere outside the courthouse. And you've got Maxine Waters coming in and commanding one of the circles. I mean, since I appeared on your show this morning, American Journal, Joe Biden has apparently now gotten into the action. He has called the Floyd family to express his hope that this case turns out the right way. What does that mean? We have a jury that has been selected from a fair cross-section of the community, questioned, they've heard the evidence, and we are awaiting their decision. The right outcome is the outcome that they reach. They are the fact finders here. This case should be mistried and ultimately probably will, but it's going to take what's called the habeas corpus proceeding and an adequate record to be made about what was actually going on in Minnesota during this trial. Did the trial take place in a place where jurors felt free to vote what they saw, what they believed, or did they feel intimidated, perhaps by the smell of smoke in the air, hearing the chants of no justice, no peace, driving to the courthouse through boarded streets, or hearing Maxine Waters come in and say, if you don't say guilty, 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 there's going to be hell to pay? This is the United States. I don't think so. This is.
Let me ask you this. Trump. Obviously, the left wants control. Soros is putting in most of the DAs, a lot of the attorney generals. They want to be able to have the media attack a department when they want, not attack it when they want. This is all about political power. What is the scapegoating of local police departments about? Because they act like, okay, there's a rebellion against government. Let's say the police are the highest level of government. If you're mad at the police, change the mayor, change the governor. The idea of just scapegoating cops, I'm not even a police file. I'm not like a worshiper of police. I just know that it's not the proper place to, like, say all the power's there and attack them. It looks to me like the ruling class is diverting down to the police.
You know, I don't know about that. I know that the police is the face of the state. The state has a monopoly on the legitimate use of force, and officers.
That's what I'm saying. Is the state is scapegoating its tires? The police were the rubber next to the road. It's like the cars up here. It's blaming its tires. The driver's what's running over people.
You know, I don't know what the end game is, because when the streets become pure chaos, I mean, I'm sure not going to call Black Lives Matter if somebody's breaking my door down tonight. I'm dialing 911 and hoping somebody like Derek Shalvin responds to the call. You know, I've watched all 48 minutes of that trial video several times, and there is very little question in my mind that Shalvin should be acquitted completely of these charges.
Well, let's talk about that now in the next segment. But, yeah, it's like he's babysitting a giant drug addict out of control. You feel sorry for him when you watch the whole tape.
He, up until the very end and the dispute about whether there was a knee to the neck or not, it's a training video on how to deal with an impaired, psychotic, and probably intoxicated person. And that's what it is. Now, in the end, there are questions of fact about whether the knee was on the neck or the shoulder. There is no medical evidence on mechanism of death as to suffocation. And there was evidence that he had enough fentanyl in him to kill him. Had he been found dead without anything else, they would have concluded that as a potential cause of death. Or he had heart disease as well. Now, the prosecution claimed he lived some 17,000 days and he died on this particular day because of what the police did. He certainly was susceptible to the effects of stress. And the police arresting him was a stressor. But here's the honest fact. There's one person who is indisputably responsible for setting into motion the facts that led to George Floyd's death, and that's George Floyd. And people want to say, oh, he's not on
trial. Well, yeah, that's like when rioters get shot. I'm like, you're in a riot waving a gun around. Like, you know, that's when you get your ass killed at. I mean, you went there, you're looking for a fight, you're going to get it. It's like, all right, we're going to come back and talk about all that. Nobody's glad that George Floyd's dead. It's a tragedy. Trump tried to stop the fentanyl getting in the country, but, you know, he failed. We'll be right back with Norm Pattis, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, where we generally carry a lot of his great writings there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Kicking ass here with us as usual. Looking at this, I mean, look, if that cop did something bad, fry his ass. But clearly he didn't want to go to jail. Clearly he made a mistake. Whatever happened, the guy was bombed out of his brain on fentanyl. Why does the left, why does the media want burning cities? Why do they want collapse of the country? Why don't they talk about China and death camps it runs? Why don't they talk about the sex slavery on the border? No. It's all about black on white. It's obviously a political distraction, and I think Pelosi's minion, her attack dog, Mad Maxine, really stepped in it because they want to put everybody that even was at the Capitol in jail, but then she's calling for violence. How are they going to square that? It seems like what Maxine did kind of messed up what they were planning. Your take on that?
I mean, I wish you could show some other picture than that. I'm really trying to be composed here, and you show Maxine, and they're scared. She scares the life out of me. Alex, I think the country's, whether the left or there are a group of people who are dividing us for purpose of control and for conquer, that's an open question. That's beyond my pay grade. I'm a trench lawyer. I go to court every day, and I fight in courtrooms. But here's what I see. I see a country that is rapidly polarizing on the basis of identity. And candidly, Alex, we're spending capital that took centuries to acquire. This country was founded on
exactly. Our whole due process is being dumped down a black hole.
That's exactly right. And now we've gone down to identity. We cherish difference for the sake of difference. We're in a situation where parents could be accused of risk of injury to a minor by not heeding their minor children's desire for sex change operations. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. And I don't really know who benefits from this. It's hard to imagine that anyone does.
Same.
But as to this. Well, and yeah, that would be one candidate. But as to the politics of it, as to what goes on in a courtroom, there is a powerful movement afoot for reparations in this country, and the claim that somehow we the living owe a debt based on.
And by the way, under law, imagine that if my dad did something wrong or my grandfather, the idea that if they did a murder, I go to jail. That's authoritarianism. Explain that. Because under the old Soviet Union or the Nazis, if your family did something wrong, you got in trouble. That's the opposite of America, isn't it?
In order to get a case into court, the United States Supreme Court has held, there must be a case or controversy. You don't go to court unless there's a case or controversy, and those controversies are between individuals. Right now, we're treating individuals as mere symbols for other things. Thus, in the Chauvin case, people talk about this case as inspiring a need for a racial reckoning. This case had zero to do with race. Zero. Since 2015, roughly 1,000 people per year are shot to death by police officers. Floyd wasn't even shot. He died there. But I disagree with you, Alex. I do not believe it is indisputable that Chauvin caused his death. I think that it's entirely possible on this evidence to conclude that while he was arrested and Shalvin had the lawful authority to take him into custody, Shalvin did not cause
death. Oh, no, let's be clear. I'm not saying that he probably didn't die three times with fentanyl in his body. I'm saying devil's advocate, he didn't do it consciously.
No, well, there's no question. He's not even charged with intentional manslaughter. He's charged basically with what's called felony murder. It's not put that way in Minnesota. But he's charged with Floyd's dying during the commission of another felony, that felony being assault.
So that she does, Maxine doesn't even understand that. She's like, oh, manslaughter's not enough. She goes, I want capital one, basically. Well, she's not even charged with that, so she won't get what she wants.
Of course not. She's a tool. I mean, you know, somehow she has served for the people of California in Congress for 30 years, three decades, and prior to that, she had 15 years in the California General Assembly. If ever there were a reason for...
By the way, put her face up. She's under lights, like 10 lights are on her at a press conference, and she's got almost pure pupils. From my research, you've got we're talking 10 lines of methamphetamine, cocaine, or LSD to do that. I mean, those eyes are... She is jacked. What the hell is she on, man?
She's on self.
No, seriously. Look, I'll bet anybody $1 million. You can't shine bright lights in somebody's eyeballs and have them be 95% pupil. I mean, look at that. God almighty.
I don't understand enough of the physiology of pupil dilation.
Well, let me give you a newsflash. Any police training, let me tell you. If they were like half that size, the police would arrest you. Go ahead. I mean, that's like overdose levels, just so you know.
Unless she had a subdermal
hematoma. If somebody had, like, punctured her brain with a hatchet, her eyes would look like that. Sorry, go ahead.
No, the Washington Post reported she couldn't sleep, so she traveled to Minneapolis, the suburban Minneapolis, to make her speech.
Exactly. Probably 10 lines of methamphetamine.
I don't know what self-righteous fumes she was on that day, but the notion that a sitting congressperson could be in a community with an active trial of this sort going on, making threats that are calculated to get to the jury and incite the community, renders her unfit to serve as a congressman. You know, does she have a right to that speech? Absolutely. I've always defended the right for free speech and vigorous speech and even impolitic and uncomfortable speech, speech that makes us uncomfortable. I defend her right to say those things.
But she's trying to influence the jury. That's different, correct?
Well, so the law on jury tampering, you know, it's difficult. The Fully Informed Jury Association, for example, sends people outside of courthouses to pass pamphlets out to folks saying you have a right
to have a right to judge the law and the facts. What I'm asking you is, you said what she does is abhorrent. How is it abhorrent then?
Because she's a member of Congress and she's supposed to promote respect for our fundamental institutions.
Exactly. She's another branch of government coming in and telling the other branch, I'm in control of you.
She was a direct assault on the integrity of the jury system, and she should not be forgiven for it. I think each one of your viewers should call their congressman and demand that those congressmen take action as to why.
By the way, I agree with you particularly because she wants everybody at the Capitol arrested, even if they weren't violent, so she asked for it.
Well, you know, what she did, there are very few things I saw in the tapes of what took place on January 6th that were as disturbing as what Maxine Waters did. Maxine Waters basically declared war on the jury system. And she basically said, if you don't give us what we want, we're going to take it. We need to send a message to them. She is driving a dagger into the heart and soul of the United States. And she is supposed to be a leader, not a rabble rouser. You know, I mean, it's as though Al Sharpton had become president and decided that Brawley was going to be our Minister of Interior. It doesn't work this way, people. We have juries resolve issues to build communities, not break them in two. Who benefits from this, Alex? I listen to you as your viewers do to hear your thoughts on the matter. For me, nobody benefits in it. We are becoming a failed state. And if things get pressed to the point of breaking, well, there could be actual violence in this country. And if we polarize on distinct groups, there could be something like civil war. To me, that is terrifying. The American experiment has succeeded for several centuries because we're a pragmatic people who've learned to come together, to reason together. And the quintessential fora for doing that is in a jury. And if you attack the jury system, it's as though
you're attacking the people. You're attacking we the people making decisions. All right, Norm Pattis, amazing job. Tell folks about your blog. Is it pattisblog.com?
Yep, and I've started a new podcast, Law and Legitimacy. Come check me out. I think there's something wrong in the world, and I'm trying to diagnose.
Join us again tomorrow or tonight as this unfolds. I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew.
that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You've got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazy as things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And then hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And unfiltered. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Well, I interview people who are consistently right and who have a pro-human moral compass. We have a lot of smart guests on. Robert Barnes isn't just one of the top lawyers in the country. He's also a really smart historian, because you can't fake that stuff. When I talk to him over long dinners and cigars, he knows what he's talking about. A lot of times teaches me something. Which is a good thing, because I want to learn more. Most people think history is some weird thing. So we can talk about, even though it's an example of past human behavior, which is the greatest prediction of future behavior, We can talk about pig blood and pig heads on witnesses' doors and attacks on jurors' houses and Maxine Waters and AOC, and that's all important. But it's all window dressing at the end of the day, and I'm sure he'll still address it. But Robert Barnes cutting right to the chase. What is this about? What is this attack on local government about? What is this manipulation of the facts about? Why are they doing this? What do they want? And what is your prediction with the jury out now entering the second day about what's going to unfold? Thanks for joining us.
It's about the taking mob justice into the courtroom and converting our juries into mobs. And that's the goal. I mean, that's why yesterday you had the judge not only condemn Congresswoman Waters, state that what she did by itself might be grounds to vacate the verdict, but on top of all of that, beg all elected officials to quit commenting on the case until the jury came back. And what happened within 24 hours? The mayor of Minneapolis commented on the case. The mayor of St. Paul commented on the case. The governor of the state of Minnesota commented on the case. And today, the president of the United States commented on the case. So not only did they ignore him, they slapped him in the face because they want mob justice to become a de facto reality in America, but they want to do it through the jury trial system like we're 1950s Birmingham rather than 1776 America.
I totally agree. And this goes back to Bolshevik hysteria, Maoist hysteria, with Soros taking over most of the district attorneys and county attorneys and attorney generals. This is what they admit, it's their plan. And now it's not just to intimidate the police, it's to intimidate the juries, not just an attack on the judiciary, but the very fabric of English common law. Explain that to people.
I mean, the fundamental revolution of juries deciding justice, of juries deciding truth, of juries deciding
civil... That's Magna Carta. This is the basis of everything.
Absolutely. And it was revolutionary. I mean, it was the knights recognizing that they could not get fair justice unless other knights sat in judgment of them, and they could not trust the patrician class or the royal class to govern them and to make justice.
And people say, well, that wasn't perfect. They were the knights. It was the nobility, the lords, saying the king's not God. As soon as they said that, it devolved down to the commoners. This is the basics of everything we know as freedom.
Exactly. The whole point of American liberty, the whole ideal, is protected by independent juries making independent decisions based on facts and law and conscience and not being influenced by the mob. The
it's
whole
like you said on the show yesterday, it's about AI and computers taking over because, quote, humans are imperfect. The military, cars, helicopters, planes, and now juries. This is what's happening.
Oh, correct. I mean, ultimately what's going to happen is that you have the entire jury. Not only do you have the whole point of a jury trial is to not have mob justice. It's the counter to mob justice. It's the opposite point to mob justice. It's the remedy to mob justice. So by trying to create mob justice inside the courtroom and convert the jury into a mob, they are completely defeating the entire point of jury trial justice. And maybe their goal, much like with policing, will be to ultimately replace juries.
Exactly. Why the bold assault? Why are they so arrogant? How do we counter this? Because this should really threaten all Americans. This is just as bad as going after free speech or our guns.
But one of the greatest protection against total control by the state is the jury system, because it's ordinary, everyday people coming
it's
together.
It's just the power of the judiciary lies with the people.
Absolutely. The power of the state is in the power of the jury, and it's a check on politicians. It's a check on abusive state.
And the media wants the power to misquote, misphrase, misscript, misrepresent, and then the media wants the power. Like, what we say, jury's got to do.
Exactly. You see the frustration yesterday where the legal analysts for CNN, the legal analysts for NBC were saying things like, I can't believe this guy's talking about reasonable doubt. I can't believe this guy's talking about presumption of innocence. They're so outraged and offended that ordinary people are able to rebut, potentially, the media narrative.
They are outraged by our own sacred rights paid for by 800 years of war and death.
Correct, because they want to, it's all about control in the end of the day. Who has control? Because the media wants control, the politicians want control, the state wants control.
And America's not perfect. Everyone wanted to come to England and America because we invented the commoner having rights, your home being your castle. This is literally the greatest assault ever. The end run around our guns, our speech, our everything. If they can get rid of juries, they win.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, jury trials is the reason why we don't have mob justice. Jury trials is the reason why we don't have the state ability to put people in prison interminably without a jury determination of what was true and what was right and what was wrong. And the jury is the great guardian of American liberty. Remove the jury and you remove the last standing guardian to the American liberty. And that's what they're trying to do. That's why the onslaught and assault on the jury system itself in the Chauvin trial. That's why you have the president of the United States trying to infiltrate and inflame the court of public opinion to bias and prejudice the jury and the jury outcome. So it's a great threat to the fundamental liberties of all Americans if jury trial protections are removed.
What about the blood thrown on the witness's house, harassing CBS, doxing the jury? It should be a mistrial right there, right? That's a no-brainer.
It's just compounding the issue. You see why a bunch of experts would not even testify on Chauvin's behalf and behest.
No, it's like, I can't even, you don't have, you're my lawyer, you're not a coward. Other lawyers are all scared to represent me because they'll get harassed.
Oh, completely. I mean, that's what they're doing. It's a new level of lawfare. If you're an expert, if you're a lawyer, you better not represent people they don't want represented. If you're an expert, you better not testify. If you're a witness, you better not testify. It's mob intimidation, old school mob style.
This is the way Latin America fell in the last 50 years, right? Same crap happened.
Well, the reason why we put in the jury trial system is because it's a critical procedural protection to core substantive rights. The best way to make sure certain rights are defended, to make sure ordinary, everyday people are the ones who safeguard those rights. They are the ones who cherish liberty. When I was defending Wesley Snipes in the Snipes case, I used the reference the Liberty Bell could be cracked in Philadelphia, but it could still be heard in Ocala, which led to all the felony acquittals in that case, because it was the jurors who believed in that liberty and would protect it and safeguard it. An attack on the jury is an attack on America.
What is your gut level prediction about this? Can the jury withstand this level of threat? Because obviously the officer didn't do this premeditatedly. I'm not saying he's perfect, but I mean, he didn't do this on purpose. Well, what do you think happens?
It will be a great testament to the capability of the American people if the jurors return not guilty verdicts at any level, but especially if they return it on all charges, but definitely on the top charges. Because he was willing to plead to the middle charge. So if he's acquitted of the top charge, then the outcome is no different than the outcome he was willing to plead to. So the big question is, do they come back not guilty on felony murder? And if they do, it is a great testament to the power and conscience, because this will be a liberal jury. This will be a Democratic-leaning jury. These will be Biden-voting jurors. This is a very racially diverse jury. If even that jury pool comes in and says, you know what? The evidence shows that this person wasn't guilty, and I don't care what threats there are. I'm going to do justice and say truth regardless. It will be a great testament to the power of the conscience of the American people to resist this kind of political mob pressure from the political class that wishes to destroy the jury system in America.
30 seconds to break, but what about reverse psychology? Couldn't Maxine threatening the jury backfire and make them go, screw you? Or do you think they'll be cowards and capitulate?
Well, the way I would think of it is, think if you're an ordinary person and you have family and you have property in Minnesota, and here you're seeing powerful, well-recognized public officials say, you better convict or else. And you just had a bunch of prosecutors tell you, basically, you better convict or else. So I think they will have to be extraordinarily heroic to stand up to the mob pressure and return an acquittal, a not guilty
verdict.
Well,
let's get your prediction. Will they acquit? Robert Barnes will give us his prediction. We come back in a few minutes. I'm Alex Jones, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Man.video. Tomorrow's news today. They hope you don't share those URLs.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Joseph Watson's about to take over from the UK, then the War Room with the great Tom Papert is going to be hosting that today. Owen deserves a day off. He's worked about 10 days in a row. But going back to Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, historian, researcher, you've been on my show a lot. Other people have been on the show. People don't usually use terms like this. This is unprecedented. It's like whatever a convention is, whatever chivalry is, whatever polite society is, the left just tramples it like, oh, that must be where the power is. No, that's where war and death and failure is. We had chivalry and due process to not do that again. And they are just plunging us into collapse, into conflict, and flailing around. But I don't want to just blame them. What is it about what we as a society, whether you're a man or a woman or whether you got a bunch of melanin in your skin or not, what is it, instead of always, I'm going to be like them, blaming somebody else. What have we done? What have I done, Robert Barnes, to let them act like this? Because they are a bunch of clowns that are burning down our society. But I don't want to just blame them. What did we do to let these lunatics get to this point? And how do we counter people like this?
Well, it sort of starts with the culture itself, that politics is downstream from culture, and the sort of the entire safe space movement. that arose out of sort of the moral panic about kindergartens and elementary schools and daycare centers in the 90s, going to, you know, all of those range of cases where a lot of stories were told by the prosecutors that ended up being false, created sort of a playdate culture where we weren't allowed to let our kids go out in the street and just play with random strangers.
You're saying the nanny state has created a lot of neuroses, and now they can leverage that in anything they want.
Correct. And in fact, they're shocked by the idea that you're supposed to, I mean, that led to safe space culture, which led to you're not supposed to have independent opinions, which said you're not allowed to platform disagreeable opinions, whether it's in the classroom or in the media. And what that's produced is a group of people who are shocked even by the idea of things that have been fundamental to the American liberty and legal experiment for three centuries, and to the idea of the Western Enlightenment legal experience for eight centuries. Things like reasonable doubt, things like presumption of innocence, things like the adversarial process to ascertain truth and justice. All of the very goals, not only of American society and American constitutionalism, but of the Enlightenment principles that underline it, are all being
challenged.
That's
right. This is a direct assault on all known true liberal values by fascists calling themselves liberal. You want to explain that?
Oh, exactly. I mean, when people sort of go back, it's sort of like what the fascists did and what the communists did, both. They were both statists at heart who believed in a higher cause that replaced both God and constitutional liberty and individual
That's right. Hitler and Stalin said, I'll do whatever I want because I'm in power and my ultimate goal. And they just ignore everything.
Absolutely. They ignored not only the church and the limits and restraints of it, they ignored the constitutional liberty and democratizing power. What they both had in common was the refusal to allow elections to be a check on their process, or refusal to allow independent juries to be a check
on
their process.
And that's the key, is they play this game like, I'll have no check on me. No, if we agree on a ceiling of stuff, we don't burn everything out and kill each other. Like they take it as weakness, Bob, that we want a ceiling. No, we can be worse than you. We want an agreed upon rules of the game, you idiots.
Absolutely. And to give it, like, here's an example where people can push back. You look at the Kyle Rittenhouse case, where what happens is people donate to Kyle Rittenhouse. Somebody hacks one of the Christian groups that did
fundraising. And the media goes and threatens somebody that gave him $10 at their house.
Exactly. And they're trying to go after any state employee who gave money, any sheriff who gave money, any paramedic who gave money. And their goal is to do what the same thing they want to do to the Chauvin trial jury, is they want to dox them and defame
them.
And
why don't they get that that keeps backfiring? It's not intimidating people.
Correct. In fact, that's the key, is when they see it doesn't lead to lower donations, but it's like Scott Adams yesterday said he was going to make a donation and promote donations to Kyle Rittenhouse's defense as an answer to this doxing, so that to deter it and discourage it in the future. And that's what people have to do. Every time somebody tries to censor somebody, then you share the links to that person. Every time there's an attempt to deny people access, to deplatform people like they've done to InfoWars, the best response is to double down on support of things like InfoWarsStore.com, where people help make InfoWars capable to keep going.
It's a revolutionary act. So, Mars, let me ask you this. Gut level, how do you see this trial going? What do you see unfolding? I mean, predictions, I know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but you've been a big better, too, in politics, been one of the most successful. Gut level, unless things change, where do you see this going?
Well, there's one betting market out there that people are betting on the outcome of the trial. And after they saw closing arguments, the acquittal rate went to the highest rate it has the entire trial. So that gives you an idea of people's reactions. I broke down the jury, and my view is it's six people likely lean guilty and six people likely lean not guilty. That tends to be a tough split jury that sometimes comes out with a split verdict or a not guilty verdict. But either way, it usually doesn't come back with a quick verdict. And so far, we're seeing no verdict back yesterday, even though they were in for 4 hours or more. No verdict back today, even though they've been in for about 4 hours or more. So the sign is that this is going to be a protracted jury process. There's probably deeply held opinions. But I think there's people who really believe in the jury. There's a bunch of people who in the jury selection process said they believed in the American jury trial process. And I think they understand that's what's at trial. That's what's at issue in this case as much as anything else related to the case itself. And I think they're going to fight for it. And I think that there's a decent chance that we get an acquittal. My view is there's about a 50% chance of an acquittal in this case. And that's going to shock the media. That's going to shock a lot of people who didn't watch the trial. But it would affirm the confidence that people rightly have.
No, I agree with you, because I think the last straw is threatening the jury. People go, wait, we're the bad guys. We're being honest here. I'm a good person. I want to do justice. You're saying I'm bad. I better do what you want. That would make me, you know, if I was on the knife's edge of which way to go, that would make me acquit.
Well, the other thing that happened is the prosecutors overreached. They did sort of, you know, they said that they claimed that George Floyd heart, you know, died because his heart was too big. George Floyd died because Derek Chauvin's heart was too small. And, you know, it was somebody trying to be Johnny Cochran, but a little bit too cute by half. And so they were so overt in appealing to the basest instincts of the jurors that I think it caused a lot of jurors. There's bankers, IT people, engineer people on that jury pool that are like, I don't like that kind of appeal. I believe in the jury process. I believe.
So bottom line, do you think threats of the jury backfire and they acquit, or do they bow down?
I think that's an open question. I think it worked with some jurors, didn't work, it backfired with other jurors. And the question is who wins out in the end. And that's we won't know until they come back. We won't know. We'll have a clue when if they announce a four person. If the four person is a certain group of people, then it's likely going to come back all guilties. If it's a different group of people, it's likely to come back not guilties. What's interesting here is the jurors most likely fighting for acquittal are likely the African-American male jurors in the jury pool. So it's contrary to the media's narrative that, in fact, a lot of African-American men who look at the facts of this case based on what they said before the jury, during the jury selection, was they had serious doubts about whether Chauvin was guilty of anything, and they see the police as necessary and protective. And so it doesn't fit the media's narrative that wants to promote racial division. Just as we saw record levels of African-American male support for Trump, for any Republican candidate in 40 years, we may see if there's acquittals in this case at any level, it will be led by African-American men.
What, I mean, regardless, he gets let off, there's going to be riots. How do we respond to that?
Well, you see what's happening. The National Guard's already been deployed to Minneapolis. They're locking down places and cities all across America. And that's the other thing that not only Maxine Waters, but Joe Biden and the mayor and the governor of Minnesota are deliberately inflaming. They're inflaming
exactly.
The court of public
They
opinion.
Want the Capitol surrounded with barbed wire. They want the country. They want martial law. They want control. That's why they're doing it. We should see it and come out against it. We're sorry for Floyd. We're sorry for Chauvin. The whole thing's a mess. And we should not let them use this against us. Robert Barnes, thank you so much. How do people find you on Twitter? How do they find you on Rumble? How do they find you on – you're on a bunch of things. How do people find you?
Best place to find me is at VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com. That's where I store all the information and data and sort of a one-stop shop location. And it's free of big tech censorship and control. So that's why we're there.
All right. Well, I want to invite you and your Canadian lawyer friend on anytime you guys want to co-host. Thank you, Barnes.
Hey, glad to be here.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson is always kick butt. He's about to take over from Her Majesty's United Kingdom. I got a few other stories late in the first 5 minutes, and Paul's going to come on for the next 55. So I'll be back with a few stories, and then we're going to hand it over to him. But wow, what a time to be alive. We got human-animal clones. We got pedophile slave camps. We got world government. We're worried about blacks and whites killing each other. Let's knock it off, folks, and let's realize there are bad black people, there are bad white people, there are good black people, there are good white people. And let's stop being idiots. It's as if there are good cops or bad cops. And if you're a Chi-Com globalist takeover, you want to get us fighting with each other. And this is so obvious and so ridiculous. Also, the film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been banned across the internet. It's available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.